From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Monday, November 15th, 2021. Here are the news and views from San Fran, Fentanyl, Slum Fran, Feces, Sad Francisco, San Francisco, and happy birthday to all who are celebrating today. Welcome new listeners, regular listeners. I love you. Here's your San Francisco weather report. It's currently partly cloudy and 59 degrees Fahrenheit as I am recording your show in the late afternoon. It's the LaFrag Report. I'm wrapping up what's been going down here in San Fran, Fentanyl. Woo, children. It's more of the same. It's more of the same. And specifically, I continue to declare, I continue to not fight for San Francisco. I am not fighting for San Francisco. I won't be fighting for San Francisco. I stopped over a year ago. And I love declaring it because do you guys know how reverse psychology works? Reverse psychology works when you say, listen, I'm stopping. And then some people are going to be like, what? What are you doing? You're stopping. I'm going to keep going. Well, that's what's happening. New listeners may be wondering, dear Didi, why are you even making the statement? Well, children, I started your platform. It was a tough love kvetching platform here at San Francisco Dam. Started it April 2020, 1 month after we had our first shelter in place for what I call the flu. That's what I call it now, the flu. San Francisco was changed forever. It will never be the San Francisco that it was. It's now dystopia. It's totally beautiful, very picturesque, overrun with junkies, criminals that aren't prosecuted, and the antisocial behaviors that happens when you have criminals and junkies are mentally ill drug addicts.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.
Running wild. It's like a liberal paradise, and they don't like what they see because it's not contained, children. I got some screenshots today. The dystopia, what I call the tenderloinification of San Francisco, continues to march on rampantly and formerly protected elite enclaves, the antisocials, and that's what I call them. The antisocials are assaulting elders with bottles. But anyway, I started this platform advocating for three people, me, myself, and I, and an area in my district called Willow Alley. I worked hardcore for 5 months. There was a local news team that took the story on, ABC 7 News. Thank you forever to Dan Noyes and his producer, Ken Miguel. They came out, did a story. Who stood by me was one of my neighbors, a gay man, by the way, a gay man. Standing with me. He fought with me when I was fighting a gay man. Here comes the cat, Mr. Stevie Wonderful. Can I help you, sir? Are you going to be on the mic right now? And the point I'm making is I got stuff done. Willow Alley, put Willow Alley on the map. It was a deplorable junkie slum. It was a mess. It's triggering even to go down that waterfall of memories. Willow Alley got cleared out August 2020. I started this platform April 2020 to circle back to the point I am making. I ain't fighting for San Francisco. I'm not marching for San Francisco. I'm not advocating for or against San Francisco. I don't go out to do any community marches. I'm not getting on any Zoom calls. I'm not.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
I had a white man that I loved. Well, I still love him. His name is Richard, my late great husband, best friend, soulmate, arts producer. He told me once, decades ago. I had done a show at what's called the DNA Lounge. I did what's called an anti-fashion show. That's what I used to call them. You might hear some noise, Mr. Stevie Wonderful. The studio cat is coming around being rambunctious. Steveland, one moment. I'm going to keep this one. Honey. I did a fashion show. I had my anti-fashion models. Long story short, I'm in the dressing room picking up all my clothes and the models' clothes. There's a photograph of me. I look totally beautiful. Stunning, beautiful, skinny, pretty young black girl. What? And this photograph, I look beautiful, but I'm pouting. And I remember I went home. Richard and I were living together then. We lived together over 25 years, folks. When a black woman lives with a white man, the cultural competency and the things we learn. We learn all about the games. So I was at home kvetching about, my models didn't do this. My models didn't do that. Richard said, Dee, when people see black women doing stuff, they're just going to kick back and hang out and let you do it. They let you do it. People take black women for granted when we're doing stuff. Black women started the Me Too movement. Did you guys know that? Then the white feminists took over. Black women started Black Lives Matter. Then it was all centered on black males. I started advocating for the Tenderloin, which is, new listeners, a diverse, multicultural, working class district in San Francisco, close to City Hall, full of a lot of immigrants and the most children in San Francisco.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dee Dee LaFrac.
And then I make my public statements repeatedly. I'm not advocating anymore. I'm not fighting. And guess who would reach out to me saying, Dee Dee, what? You're not fighting anymore? Men. The men who should have been standing up all along. And as San Francisco is dystopia and the antisocial behavior has spread throughout, now these same lax, as they call them, I call them soft males. Yeah, it's dehumanizing. What? I'm sexist. Sexist womanist bohemian. Libertine, middle-aged, biologically born black woman. That's me. I keep telling people I'm sexist. I know it's old-fashioned. I know it's politically incorrect. It is what it is. I'm all about the gender roles. I don't think AI has replaced biology yet. And all the men that watched on social media as I was advocating for Willow Alley and I was on TV and it got cleared and a lot of attention, they sat, they watched, they did not support. Now they are advocating for their own districts and I ain't doing nothing. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, I do bring you these shows every day with some humor, some satire, a lot of realness. And I can say San Francisco is like an adventure vacation. If you're coming out here, it's adventure travel. Your car will probably get broken into, so don't rent a car. But that's for another show, my tourist advisory show. So listen, everybody, it's Monday, the beginning of the week. I hope everything's going great for y'all and your family. I hope you're staying warm and you are getting lots of love. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe because I post every day at different times of the day. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.